Welcome to Head Full of Radio, where a longtime Radiohead fan goes through the whole recorded discography alongside his friend, who's only familiar with the song Creep. Will we agree on the songs? Can I convert him into a fan? Let's find out.
Sound, by the way, because I'm using my mic. Okay, good.
It's wonderful.
That makes a change. My brother actually gave me like a blue Yeti, which he didn't have the stand for. So I need to probably see if I can just buy a standalone stand and maybe I can start using that.
Again, it sounds really good.
A lot more. Well, I'm using the app this time, which has got like noise suppression. So farewell to my fans.
Oh, man.
I know, there end of an fan. Era.
It only took 50-something episodes.
I know.
Wow. Congratulations.
It got prompted by someone literally being on a VC with me. I was like, I actually can't talk to you in this condition. And I was like, okay. I guess I better try to figure something out.
That's fantastic. I love that.
So, God bless you for putting up for it. Though, granted, like, I've been using the same setup, like, the whole time, so I have no idea what happened that prompted my fans, like, at least being picked up a lot more than they even were before. So, I'm glad we're avoiding that.
Okay. Well, that's kind of fun, I guess.
Thank you. I'll take it.
Yeah, I mean, congratulations on upgrading.
Thank you.
That's, you know what? You upgraded only because of how much money we're making from this thing, right? That's what
so
it is.
So true. Like, we're just going to have to thank the fans, plural, that have made it all possible.
Yeah, I mean, like I found out, we are, where were we? 148th most popular. Oh, we've gone up. 147th most popular podcast.
Wow.
In Algeria.
I thought it was 157, so no, we're doing way better.
147th.
God bless
overall.
Algeria.
Yeah.
Slow and steady.
Don't know what's going on there, but hey, we'll take it. Thank you, Algerians.
Thank you.
So today's episode, we're just going to go right into it. Today's episode is actually going to be named, by the way, for those who don't know, I didn't tell Nico about what we're about to record, so he has no idea. But today's episode is going to be going backwards a little bit.
Ooh.
Yeah, we are going to be revisiting one.
Oh.
Because, as you can see on the list there, see how it says, our list says vegetable?
Let me pretend like I am tracking whatever you're talking
about. Are you looking at the hyperbeam?
Let's say yes, and I do see that saying vegetable. All right, yeah. Okay.
How do you say that word, vegetable?
Oh, it changes by the day. Like,
right.
If I was saying the word right now, I would say vegetable.
Okay, that's pretty close. So let me just put this in context. We are actually recording the Fake Plastic Trees single, but so that's how far ahead we are from when you're about to hear. But we have to go back and re-record a song that we've previously judged. And the reason for it is because I screwed up the recording.
Okay.
Now, let's see if we can, hopefully we can hear this.
Welcome to.
Can you hear that clicking?
I can't hear clicking. Radio. Did I hear clicking?
33. Yeah.
In August already.
Can you hear it now?
Oh.
The end of August.
Oh, yes.
Can you hear that clicking?
Yes.
Sure is hard to Floyd, that's sure is hard to hear what the reviews are of the song when all you hear is clicking, right?
I mean, yeah, fair.
This is
oh wow,
but yeah. So somehow I left the metronome on in GarageBand, which is weird that it took 33 episodes for that to happen.
So right? That's the first occurrence, right?
First occurrence so
well,
far.
I think that's a win in and of itself.
And that's because we had an astute listener who goes by Flomzy.
Cool. Well,
that
thank
I met.
You. Flomzy, am I pronouncing that right?
Yeah. Flomzy that I met in the Waste Radiohead Discord server.
Well, shout out to Flomzy.
What the heck happened there, pal? I'm like, oh, well, we better go through this. So what I've done is the version of Vegetable that... Wait, can you say it again? The version of
Vegetable
was a live version. So okay. I found a live version that is the last time they ever played it live. This is again from the first album too, by the way. So this is Stockholm, Sweden in December 1st, 1995. Okay. Do you want to know how you originally rated it, or do you want to be pretend this is like a new song? And
what do you feel the vibe is like? I turn up, my head is very much empty. No head full here. So I am just, you know, a vessel for whatever happens.
Then I will not tell you what our scores were. They were very close to each other.
Right. Oh, okay.
If you look, by the way, I've edited the spreadsheet. So if you look at the top right, you can kind of see the scores in nice, pretty colors over there. See that?
The top right.
Top right of the spreadsheet. Look at that. It's all nice colors.
Oh, yes, I do see it.
Yeah.
I love it.
There you go. All right. So do you want to jump into Vegetable?
I would love to jump into a vegetable.
What vegetable would you like to jump into the most?
Well, peppers are typically stuffed. So I feel like that's probably like a go-to. Like me being the filling?
Right.
That's where my mind went, at least. How about you?
Okay. What? A dill pickle?
Dill, ooh.
Dill pickle.
Well,
that's not really a vegetable, though. It's a garnish.
Are we an 18-plus podcast?
When we want to be.
Gotcha. Because I won't say what I thought, but just, you know, hearing dill.
I've put you in a pickle word-wise then.
Yes, I'm often in a pickle. It doesn't take much, so I won't discredit you too much.
So we're going to try this vegetable. Are you ready?
Anyway, yeah, okay, cool. Sounds good.
Go!
With the page boy haircuts, as we like to say in these United States.
Oh, hello. Right.
Hello. Now,
So, Colin, what is your favorite song on your guys' album, Pablo Honey?
On our album? Oh, I'd say Vegetable.
Pablo. Think he says it like me.
Thank you very much, Kennedy. Thank
you. Okay, here we go.
All right.
Gino Club. Oh, they give us the lyrics and everything.
Look at that. Lyrics.
Oh, I don't know if it's the more I listen to it, but I'm already vibing.
Really?
Yeah.
His singing is certainly better.
I'm bopping along.
Yeah?
I feel like I'm already going to be biased, though, because if we are to say that it's been a while since we've done this, then I'm just happy to be here, do you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, it sure isn't the LFO mix of Planet Telex.
Right. Okay. It's kind of getting a bit samey a bit quickly.
That was fast. How long was that?
So happy. And then I was like, what are they doing? Okay, no, we're getting some vibes going.
You can certainly tell how much better his voice is, even when he's not trying very hard.
Yes, I agree. Oh, wait, it's this song. Yes, okay. I will not control myself.
You remember it now?
Yeah. So are vegetables known for controlling themselves? Is that what he's saying?
good question. Now it's a real vegetable. Water's running all over him.
But also waters are breaking, so is there a pregnancy involved? A birth? A birth of what?
Oh, apparently, This song warns people not to be dehumanized and not to be vegetables.
I see. And what, I'm not too sure what that means. Like, are they, what would people do to prevent themselves from being dehumanized? Like, how does one go about preventing that?
Making sure you make the right vote.
Okay.
I guess.
A very fair point. So, like, don't lose control of your agency, basically.
Sure.
I mean, yeah, I think vegetables have a lot of agency. They don't have control of themselves. So, you're welcome. Thank you. Thank you, Rebecca. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Sure, I feel like I spent a lot of time talking over that, about things maybe not all that much to do with the song.
Yeah, but... well, that's, you know, that's what people come here for, our banter.
There we go.
Maybe they don't, but, you know.
True. We don't know how many people we've lost from the banter.
Or gained.
True.
Yeah.
Science will never be able to work it out. So I'm happy to live in that.
That's true. Yeah.
Unknowingness.
But it's interesting to tell, you can always tell when we haven't done a recording in a while is when we blabber on too much.
Right, okay.
Because we don't get that thing out of the way where it's like, how have you been? I know we talk to each other every day, like on Discord, but it's like, huh, nice to hear your voice.
It's true. We need to practice our preamble.
Fuck that. People don't come here for us practicing things.
True.
So that was Vegetable, the indeed live version from Stockholm, Sweden, December 1st, 1995. Whoever put this video up did a lot of care. I mean, they got a little picture of Stockholm. They got a picture of the band. They got little blurbs and the lyrics going on. They've got like,
I really enjoyed that.
Johnny trying to cut Tom's really long blonde hair. Yeah.
He really does have quite the look going for himself there, Johnny.
He does, yeah. It's that jawline that sort of gets into it most of the time. Anyway.
Hers very modelesque. But yeah, sorry.
Yes. So how do you feel about this?
How do I feel? Always such a confronting question. But you're saying about this, so I can calm down for just a moment and try and direct it in the direction of the song.
That's
so,
right.
So how do I feel about this version of this song, Vegetable?
Correct.
I feel... somewhat fine, I suppose.
How might
you say that you feel?
Well, I know how I feel about this song generally.
Okay.
So I don't want to muddy up the waters.
Am I to comment comparatively then? Or am I just listening to this afresh, so to speak?
Yeah, well, we're just going to pretend that you're listening to it fresh and this is your first time hearing it.
Well, it wasn't the freshest vegetable. It felt a bit...
Oh.
It felt like it's been sitting out a little bit. Like, it just... I don't know. It was cool. Like, it was giving me something to bob along to. He wasn't selling it the most, I feel like. Maybe
that's true.
I'm like, you know, would feel differently if I actually, you know, was listening more closely and not just blabbering on. But I feel like he didn't make me stop talking and listen, if that makes sense. He didn't grab my attention. He didn't go, hey, you, listen to the fact that I'm not going to control myself and be like disarmed and like all that jazz.
Right.
So it felt like he could have gone harder, I think, is my vibe. By him, I guess it was just everything. Like, it didn't like whack me. I wanted to be whacked, but you know, metaphorically speaking.
Okay, keeping this wondering if we're 18 plus podcast. So, what would be your rating then?
I would say on this occasion it would be. Wait, let me conjure up my magic understanding of our scoring system, and I would say it is a solid. Bill and a half.
Really? That's interesting. Because you're, well, I'm going to tell you my score is going to say the same as my previous score was. My previous score on this was a colon and a half. Because I'm not a fan of this song. It's sort of... this is the song I would go to the bathroom during. And I would hear him singing the chorus, and I'd be like, oh man, this song sounds good down here. Or in here. And then I would go back and hear the verse and be like, yeah, this isn't great. It's a filler to me. It's filler.
That's right? Fair. Definitely this.
Sorry, go ahead.
What?
What did you say?
I said it's not keeping my attention as much as I'd like.
Thank you. So I'm going to give mine a colon and a half. Your previous rating was a fill.
Okay, so that's quite surprising to me. Well, actually, I think I've lost my barometer, so I tend to always go towards the middle colon and a half edge in these situations.
Right.
So we'll blame it on that.
So you really like Phil?
I think that's what's happening here, yeah.
You enjoy bald drummers?
If I was to put it in a sentence, I would say yes, I enjoy bald drummers.
Okay. Bald? Can't think bald. Of any... Both?
Both bald and bald.
Yes. Balding bald. Well, that was a wonderful first episode back after a long time. I'm going to put this one up as soon as I can so that it can get right in the middle there and people can hear it and go, how fucking far ahead are they? we're far, guys. We're far. Right? Are we far?
I feel like we're far. I would say yes.
Yeah. You're hearing episode 33.5.
A 0.5 in the mix.
Well, I don't want to have to renumber everything. I mean, no, 33 right. is the original, 33.5 is the new one.
But I feel very accomplished that we have, like, you know, some sort of, you know, 0.5s going on. I feel like that sounds cool.
It does. And we are on episode, after this, we will be recording episode 61.
Well, hey.
Yeah. So we're a little far ahead. Isn't it? Isn't it just?
It is, I would say. Very much.
Well, thank you, sir. It's always a pleasure. You're doing a wonderful job.
As are you. Thank you for reining me in when you have to.
I think I could have done it more, but I don't like doing it, so I'm going to let you go.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, that was a good episode, first episode back.
Yeah, it's just nice to get the you know, the feels back, the stretching of the limbs of the voice.
Stretching of the vegetable or the ripcord?
Oh, the rip. Would love to stretch the rip. Well, actually, I don't know if I'm quite there. I feel like you've got the stretching of the ripcord is quite, you know, climactic moment. We're a bit early for that.
Toss the vegetable there first.
Oh, it's going to get a mess if you do that.
Right.
Absolute mess.
This podcast is recorded over Discord and produced by me, Floyd. The introduction and exit music is a cover of Radiohead's Separator and is available on all streaming services under the band name Lift. Find us on Instagram @HeadFullOfRadio.